Now to your comments, and we begin with a correction.
As President Obama signed the health care bill yesterday, he said that some members of Congress had taken their lumps during the process, and following that statement, someone in the room yelled, "Yes, we did." Well, some of you heard us say, apparently, it was Congressman Bart Stupak, Democrat of Michigan.
Actually, it was not Mr. Stupak, but rather Congressman Gary Ackerman, Democrat of New York.
And while we're on the subject of health care, we heard from many of you about my interview with David Cordani, who is the CEO of the insurance giant Cigna. I asked Mr. Cordani if his company could absorb the additional costs of the new health care bill if insurance company profits continue to rise.
Our health care businesses had a profit margin of about 2%, and that's been consistent over the last 5 years. We've worked with a lot of disclosures with the government. So it's a thin margin business on an after-tax basis.
Well, that statement prompted many of you to complain that we should have followed up with Mr. Cordani to explain that 2% margin. We did some research and learned that most economists give a range of 2 to 6% for insurance company profits, pointing out that much of the other revenue goes toward administration, CEO salaries, and marketing.
Christine McGuire of Carbondale, Illinois, wrote this about the 2% profit margin. She said it raises the question of how and why the companies have such outlandish CEO compensation packages. She writes, "Perhaps limiting it is an area where the various insurers could recoup some of their costs rather than increasing premiums even further."
We always like hearing from you, whether as advice or complaint. Please write to us at npr.org. Click Contact Us at the bottom of the page.